Today is March 18th. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today, and every day. It's great to be together. It's great to even have this place that we can get together. I'm grateful that we have some kind of oasis that we can come to and let the scriptures just wash over us. Speaking into all the little things that are going on today, this week, this month. And so let's dive in. We're continuing our journey through the book of Numbers. Today, chapter 26, verse 52 through 28, verse 15. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Among these the land shall be divided for inheritance, according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Every tribe shall be given its inheritance in proportion to its list. But the land shall be divided by lot. According to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. Their inheritance shall be divided according to the lot between the larger and the smaller." This was the list of the Levites according to their clans. Of Gershon, the clan of the Gershonites. Of Kohath, the clan of the Kohathites. Of Merari, the clan of the Merarites. These are the clans of Levi. The clan of the Libnites. The clan of the Hebronites. The clan of the Mahlites. The clan of the Mushites. The clan of the Korahites, and Kohath was the father of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam, their sister. And to Aaron were born Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord. And those listed were 23,000, every male from a month old and upward. For they were not listed among the people of Israel, because there was no inheritance given to them among the people of Israel. These were those listed by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who listed the people of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. But among these there was not one of those listed by Moses and Aaron the priest, who had listed the people of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, "They shall die in the wilderness." Not one of them was left except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. Then drew near the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, from the clans of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. The names of his daughters were Mahlah, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the chiefs and all the congregation at the entrance of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness. He was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died for his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be taken away from his clan because he had no son? Give to us a possession among our father's brothers." Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, "The daughters of Zelophehad are right. You shall give them possession of an inheritance among their father's brothers and transfer the inheritance of their father to them. And you shall speak to the people of Israel, saying, 'If a man dies and has no son, then you shall transfer his inheritance to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to the nearest kinsman of his clan, and he shall possess it. And it shall be for the people of Israel a statute and a rule, as the Lord commanded Moses.' The Lord said to Moses, 'Go up into this mountain of Abarim and see the land that I have given to the people of Israel. When you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people, as your brother Aaron was, because you rebelled against my word in the wilderness of Zin, when the congregation quarreled, failing to uphold me as holy at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah of Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Make him stand before Eleazar the priest and all the congregation, and you shall commission him in their sight. You shall invest him with some of your authority, that all the congregation of the people of Israel may obey. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the people of Israel with him, the whole congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and made him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole congregation. And he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord directed through Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the people of Israel and say to them, My offering, my food for my food offerings, my pleasing aroma, you shall be careful to offer to me at its appointed time. And you shall say to them, This is the food offering that you shall offer to the Lord. 2 male lambs a year old without blemish, day by day as a regular offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with a quarter of a hin of beaten oil. It is a regular burnt offering, which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Its drink offering shall be a quarter of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to the Lord. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Like the grain offering of the morning, and like its drink offering, you shall offer it as a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, 2 male lambs a year old, without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with oil, and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. At the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls from the herd, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish, also 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, and 2/10 of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for the 1 ram. And 1/10 of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for every lamb, for a burnt offering with a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Their drink offerings shall be 1/2 a hin of wine for a bull, 1/3 of a hin for a ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. Also, 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. Luke 3, 1 through 22. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Psalm 61. Lead me to the rock, to the choir master with stringed instruments, of David. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So will I ever sing praises to your name, as I perform my vows day after day. Proverbs 11, 16 and 17. A gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. Okay, we have similarities between Numbers and the Gospel of Luke today, and then we have something to think about. So in Numbers, what we are seeing is the transition between first generation and second generation people who were delivered into freedom from Egypt, who are in the wilderness. And we know that Moses will not be leading the people into the promised land. He had been excluded from that. And so the Lord was instructing Moses to prepare a way for his successor. And his successor's name is Joshua. And we will get to know Joshua. There is an entire book called Joshua that we will get to soon enough. But we've now seen Joshua have hands laid upon him and consecrated him as the leader. And so Moses is preparing the way for Joshua's leadership. We flip over into the Gospel of Luke and we see another preparing of the way. Now we're seeing John the Baptist's ministry. We've gotten some background on how they kind of emerged, where they came from, John and Jesus. But we've watched John at the Jordan River speaking a message of repentance and baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And we see people from all different walks of life coming in repentance before the Lord, so much so that people were wondering, is he the Christ? And by the way, Christ, like when we say Jesus Christ, we probably know this, but Christ isn't Jesus' last name. It's a descriptive term. Christ means anointed one, the anointed one. So they began to wonder if John was the anointed one. And John, of course, told them that he's not the anointed one. The anointed one is coming after him. And so John is preparing the way for Jesus. And there is a little bit of an irony here because Joshua and Yahushua or Yeshua, these are the same names, which does not make them the same people, but does give us another glimpse of that thread that winds its way through the Bible, this thread that reveals that God's intents and purposes are those of redemption and restoration. And then lastly, we look at what we read in Proverbs today. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. Again, it's one sentence, but that one sentence speaks a lot about the shape of our lives. Kindness is a benefit to us. Cruelty is harmful to us. We might think that we already know that or that it's elementary level wisdom, but then we have to look at our lives and say, how well am I living into that wisdom? It's very basic. Something that we could kind of hold on to. Something that if we could kind of get into our minds as a checkpoint before we do things, could really save us from a lot. Kindness is a benefit to ourselves and those around us. Cruelty hurts us and everyone around us. Who do we want to be? We'll end up wherever the path that we choose leads us. So Father, once again, this is a crossroads that wisdom brings us to continually, where we have a choice to make, and it's simple, and we can just blow by it like we already know all this stuff. But it's a simple choice. It's wisdom at the crossroads with a sign saying, go this way, don't go that way. We do not want to walk the path of cruelty. We do not want to be on that path. And so, Holy Spirit, come and show us how to walk the path of kindness. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It is the website, and it is where you can find out what's going on around here. The app is also a way to do that. You can download the app from wherever you get apps, for whatever device, smart device you are using. Just search for the Daily Audio Bible and you'll find it. And you can find out what's going on around here from within the app. So check out the community section where the prayer wall is. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop and its different categories with resources for taking this journey as far as we're able to take it, making it as meaningful as we can possibly make it as we step through life and step through the scriptures day by day, step by step. So check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this mission to continue to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to whoever will listen, wherever they may be, whatever time zone or continent or wherever they may be, and to build community around the fact that we show up around the global campfire together every day, if that is meaningful to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm calling in to pray for, I believe her name was Hema, who was calling about her son, Joseph, who she found out was soliciting sex. And I just wanted to lift them both up to you right now. God, I just pray for Hema and for Joseph. God, I just pray, first of all, that you remove Joseph from the situation in Jesus' name. I pray that you just protect him against these attacks from the evil one, God, and just take him out of this situation. Take people out of his life, God. Take whatever it is in his mind and his heart that's prompting him to do it. Just take it away right now, God, in Jesus' name. And then I pray that you surround them with your love and your protection, God, and your peace. And I just pray that Joseph can know you and that this is going to be such a redeeming story, God. And just thank you for his mother's faithfulness to pray. I know she said she felt like she was praying out of fear, God, and which is totally understandable in such a difficult situation, God. So I just want to lift her up to you, God. Take away her fear, replace it with faith, God. Help her to see your faithfulness, God, and the faithfulness that you've shown her whole life, God, and just remind her of that and that you'll show her that through this hard situation, Lord. And I just pray protection, love, peace. This is just going to be a testimony, Lord. This is going to be a testimony. You're going to restore and you're going to redeem, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this message is for Vicky from Arizona. I just wanted to reach out and let you know that I heard your call for prayer on the 14th. It's when I'm listening to it. It's when it aired. And you just lost your mom and you're hurting and you're asking for prayer to walk through this struggle and find strength and see God moving in all of it. And I don't know exactly what you're feeling or what you're going through. I can only begin to imagine how that would affect your life and the hurt that that would bring. I can only begin to imagine. Just wanted to let you know I hear you. And as I'm driving in today to work in Nebraska, it's foggy and cold. I can barely see the cars in front of me as you're talking about the hurt you're feeling and what you're going through. And then you start to talk about how you know your mom's in a better place and you know that God holds us and carries us through these struggles and he's powerful and you believe in him, but you're hurting. And as you talk about that stuff, I'm not kidding, the fogs around me started to lift and I could see 3, 4, 5 cars in front of me. And it's still cold and it's still cloudy, but the sun is starting to come out as I'm driving. And I believe in a powerful God. And again, I can't begin to imagine what you're going through, but I know he's here and he's with you and he'll walk with you through it. And he loves you so very much.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula calling from Albuquerque. Just finished listening to today's podcast, March 15th. And the word itself is very, very convicting. But then I heard little Halo call from Colorado. Halo, I have a grandson your age, and I want you to know I am so proud of you. And bigger than that is that I think God is very happy for you because you made that choice. Don't worry about her response, and your response to pray for her is huge. My grandson, who is your age, is in similar situations, but instead he acts out of fear. So maybe you could pray for him. His name is Kimani, and he's even been suspended from school for beating up on other kids. And I know that that is a fear-based response. So would you please keep him in prayer, and I will be praying for you. You are way beyond your years. Love you, my little sister in Christ.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Helen in Durham, North Carolina. And I just want to say how valuable it is to listen to the scripture being read year after year. I'm probably on about year 6. I'm not totally sure. But if you listen with open ears, my goodness, the Lord keeps on telling me more and more. I keep learning more and more. The commentary is so awesome. So, Father, I just want to encourage us, encourage me to continue to listen hard, because in all the dysfunction of the world, whatever dysfunction is in our lives, the Lord speaks to it, and he is good. God bless you all.
This is Lori from Canada. I'm asking for prayer for me to get right with God, to let go of an affair that I had during COVID, and to say thank you for God's grace that my husband is willing to forgive me. Please pray that I will have the right posture of heart and be willing to seek God in all things. Thank you.